The news this morning is that Harriet Myers has withdrawn her nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. The announcement came earlier this morning from the White House. We're joined now by NPR News analyst Koki Roberts. Koki, the news of Harriet Myers' withdrawal comes as President Bush just faces political problems, both within his own party and also opposition from the Democrats.
So this is stunning news, Renee, and it's interesting because the Democrats essentially held their powder on the nomination of Harriet Myers. I mean, you did have some sniping of Patrick Leahy, the highest-ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, saying that the questionnaire she filled out was insulting. But that questionnaire and the meetings with the senators are clearly the things that did her in. That she just kept coming out of those meetings with people being underwhelmed. But conservatives, especially those who are outside the government, the conservative action groups, the conservative columnists, are going to be crowing. I mean, they have been out together get her. They have just kept up a steady opposition. And I think that they're going to now have the sense that they can really push this White House around.
Well, how do you see this playing out? Do conservatives now get their pick for the court, or does the president push back?
Well, that's really going to be the most interesting thing to watch. And, of course, it is up to the president. But he's in a very tough position because he now needs his political base support more than ever. I mean, keep in mind this comes in the context of all of Washington waiting for the other shoe to drop in the indictments that are possible against some of the White House's top advisors. I think that the president was very irritated with conservatives over their opposition to Alberto Gonzalez, his attorney general, when he picked Harriet Myers, and he did it in something of a nose-thumbing move. But you then started to see this highly disciplined White House starting backbiting with the Karl Rove forces saying that he wasn't paying attention because of his legal problems, that Andy Card, the chief of staff, made this pick. And I think the political operatives just got back involved, and Ed Gillespie, the former Republican national chair, was very involved in these decisions and meeting last night at the Senate, probably came back to the White House and said, this just isn't going to fly. But the president has to be careful here because He needs the conservatives. He needs to have them behind him. But he can't look like he's just completely caving to them.
Well, as you said, this Myers withdrawal comes on a day when the White House is waiting for the results of the special prosecutor's investigation into the CIA leak. What are the political implications of that?
Well, I think that they're just huge. I think that the president is now finding himself trying to get some kind of legislative agenda done in his second term, and it's just all unraveling in front of him. The combination of this withdrawal making him look weak, of the indictments at the White House, the problems that he has in the polls. I just think that he is now going to have a very, very, very hard time having Congress concentrate on anything else except Supreme Court nominations and what's going on at the special prosecutors.
Koki, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Koki Roberts. Harriet Myers this morning withdrew her nomination to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court.